Blog Talk Radio. This is the EWN Radio Network. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
Hi, this is Steve. Welcome to another exciting episode of Thriving Entrepreneur. I hope that today, as I hope every time you join with me, you are living life thriving, engaged, excited, dynamically impressed with your ability to make a change in life. Now, I've said before, but it's worth repeating. The true definition of humility is not to be self-defacing, but rather it's to have a right perspective of yourself. There are things in all of us that we do really well, and there are things in all of us that we struggle with, we need help with. All of those things are just simply what they are. They're neither bragging nor are they self-defeating. It just simply is a matter of being the best you that you can be. And so I really, really hope that you're living your life thriving. To do that, the number one thing you need to do is give yourself credit for all that you do and all that you contribute to the world. Because you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose, and the world really, truly does need you. I'm so excited again today to bring you another amazing guest. I don't even have words to be able to express to you how blessed I am to be able to have some of the people that come into my life that I can then share with you and help you grow your business. One of the things that you often struggle with, we all do as business owners, is that pattern, if you will, of living life from paycheck to paycheck, from day to day, from month to month. One of the big things that can help you with that is having a repetitive, ongoing, recurring payment, if you will, type of a program that people can buy into. Not necessarily something that's like thousands of dollars every month, but something that's like $10 a month or $20 a month. These are very easy to create these days. You can make one as simply as having WordPress and a plugin. And I am so blessed to be joined today with the creator of an amazing plugin for WordPress that will help you create a membership-based website with your WordPress website with no more experience technically than what you have right now. So with that said, here we go. I'm here with Ravi Jayagopal, and we are going to really just rock your world today with his message. So Ravi, jump right into it for us. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what got you to this point in your life.
Okay, so I am an internet marketer who currently lives in San Diego with my two amazing kids, my lovely wife, and a male dog named Vanilla. So don't ask me how, but that was the name my kids gave him. And so I'm originally from India, and I moved to the U.S. in 2000 looking for better opportunities. That was the time of the just before the dot-com bust, so it was still the dot-com boom, and American companies were hiring programmers for some of the tricky things at Y2K, and it was just past that point. And so I came here on a visa, on an H-1B visa, and then soon a month later, my wife and my daughter at the time, we didn't have a son yet, joined me. So my whole life was pretty much spent trying to get to a certain point where I didn't have to go to a job. So it was almost like, because when I grew up, my father, he was like an Indian film legend in India, back in India. He's no more. My parents are no more. But his brothers and his father, they were all in the Indian film, South Indian film industry, and they're all considered legends. So my father was always home when I came back from school, when I came back from college for holidays. He was always there for me. He was like my backup. He was like my wingman in so many ways. He was my everything. So I grew up watching him be there, do his own thing on his own time, never having to go to a job or answer to anybody else. And so that entrepreneur bug was planted in me right at the very beginning. And everything else was almost like I have to pay my dues and get through this and make it through this next hurdle until I can get to be like him. So that's how I came to the U.S. because I was really trying to get into the e-commerce game back in India. There was not much going on in 98. I had launched a website. I was finding it so hard to sell stuff online. And I was selling this physical book about baby names because I created a baby name site. That was the time when my wife was pregnant with my daughter, and I couldn't find any good baby name site. So I started creating a baby name site. Then I wanted to sell something, a book. At the time, ebooks were still not that big. So I wanted to sell a physical book. And it was so hard. Finally, I found a U.S. payment processor. At the time, they're not even in business anymore, who would do it. They charged $10 transaction fee. So if I sold one book, I had to pay them $10 flat. Okay, mm-hmm. And then there was like 15% off the transaction as their commission. So my $7 physical book ended up becoming like $30. And I still sold a ton because there was nobody doing it. I was the first Indian to ever sell stuff like that online that took to an international market. So, but it was really, really hard to sell stuff, and I was not. I just wanted to be at the center of e-commerce, which was the U.S. So I found a way to get here. I found a great programming job. My wife got a great job, and I started doing stuff, doing things weekends, nights, all freelancing. So that's how eventually I was able to quit my job. My wife quit her job, and I created this software, and we were able to take that to the next level by both of us quitting pretty lucrative jobs at that time in 2010. Since then, I've been doing this full time.
That's great. I mean, I love the fact that, you had an example in your life of somebody who had succeeded, but also showed you that success is a process, that you start, you pay your dues, and then you move on and on and on and upward and upward. And I'm really inspired by your story. That's really cool. So if I understand correctly, you still are in the business of selling digital content online. Is that correct?
Correct. So in 2007, while I was still at a job, I was a part of all these courses online from all these gurus, and I was buying digital products. So I saw a lot of these marketers struggling with content delivery. So they would create a course, right, and they would do a big launch, and they would let in people, and they wanted to shut it down for scarcity, so they would do that. And then 6 months later or a year later, they wanted to relaunch it, but now they didn't want the new people to come in and have access to everything from day one because they wanted to slowly deliver it over time. They couldn't do it, so they ended up creating a new website for every new launch. So I saw that as being so inefficient, and that's what got me thinking, and that's how I came up with the concept of content dripping. So that's when I really invented the concept of dripping content, and I called it a content responder, almost the same as an autoresponder for email. So you pre-schedule content, you load up your posts and pages, ahead of time and you say when it drips out to the user. So that way you could do an evergreen launch and not have to worry about, if I launch this again 6 months from now, the guy who comes in gets access to everything from day one and they can download everything and leave. So there's, content ripping is not necessarily for everybody, but it's a powerful feature if you want to stagger content and deliver it over time and not overwhelm your audience. So that's how I ended up creating Digital Access Pass, a membership plugin for WordPress. And that started taking off once my wife joined a year later in 2009. She quit her job first because we saw this going somewhere. And I had just gotten my green card, and she was able to quit. And once she joined, actually within the first 6 months, it skyrocketed. We grew like 2,000% in the first 6 months, just by having somebody full time, and she was making changes at lightning speed, and she was supporting it. And then 6 months later, I was also able to quit my job. So our main business is a Digital Access Pass and software, basically WordPress plugin development.
By the way, as a total side note, for those of you who aren't going to geek out on that, I'm going to for a second. I absolutely love Digital Access Pass. It's an amazing plugin for WordPress that gives you great membership sites on your WordPress blog, your WordPress-based site, if you will. I love the functionality of Digital Access Pass. So from myself as well as all of the others that have used it over the years, thank you for taking the time to create it. We all really do love it. We really do appreciate how functional and effective it is for running a membership site.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I can't take all credit for it. So it's Veena Prashant, who's my wife and co-founder and co-developer of DAP. So we both have put in a lot of blood, sweat, and tears and we just celebrated, DAP just celebrated 7th birthday. We don't call it anniversary, we just call it a birthday because it's our baby. And so we just finished 7 years, which is an eternity in software development companies, because people don't stick with the same thing to make it that big and better and stronger and powerful for 7 years. They move on to the next shiny object, but we have managed to stay the course and keep developing and supporting that, and that's something we're really proud of.
Isn't that amazing? I got to tell you, to put you behind the curtains for this interview, when Ravi showed up in my feed as a potential guest, I didn't honestly know that he was the creator for Digital Access Pass. And in total transparency, when I traded emails back and forth with him, it totally slipped my brain that I'm reading an email from Ravi at Digital Access Pass. It is amazing how in our sphere a person can be without even noticing it. And I am so blessed that we've got you here with us today, Ravi, to be able to not just talk to us about Digital Access Pass, but to really help inspire people for the ability that they can have to run their company not just on a day-to-day, month-to-month basis, but really be able to make an income that's ongoingly repeating over and over and over, month to month. That's one of the things that a residual income, that a membership income, that all those kind of things can do for us. So I encourage you to think for a few minutes during this commercial break, what might you be able to do that could have a recurring income in it? And we will pick back up with Ravi right after this message.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve, and I'm here with Ravi Jayagopal, and we are talking to you today about how powerfully effective it can be to not just make a sale and then come back next month and have another product to make that you sell to a person, but to have drip content and to have ongoing residual income that you can sell to a person once and get an income from them for months on end. So we want to talk in more detail to you about some of the specifics and ways that you can maximize the effectiveness of your sales with memberships. I think throughout the course of this interview, we will probably tease people a little bit with some cool things they can do with digital access paths. But I do want to now move into some other things. I want to talk to you about the core of what is digital access paths as well as with your life. I've heard you say that, you know, a person can't build a profitable business long term if they just keep selling one-off products. Can you talk to us about that in more detail and kind of explore that for us?
Sure. So one-time products are fine in the sense that in the beginning, obviously, you can, if this is your first business, you cannot start, you know, you cannot start a Netflix with 400 movies right away from day one. Even Netflix probably didn't have all that many movies when it first started, they added all the content over a period of time. So a membership site is going to be a little tricky. You cannot start with a huge library of things in the beginning. So you have to start somewhere, and that's where you will create your first product. Now, just because it's a single product does not mean you always have to sell it as a one-time product. The goal is, even if you don't see it yet, it's like the map when you're trying to reach somewhere. You can't see the entire stretch right from your house to wherever you're going to go, but you still have to map it out. And as you go along the journey, you figure it out and you make a left or right or make adjustments. Now there's GPS, so it's kind of like that. It tells you where you have to go. But if in the olden days, which is hardly 6, 7, 8 years ago, you wrote down a sequence of steps, of where to make a left, where to make a right. Similarly, with products, it's important that it's fine if you want to sell a one-time product right now, but the goal is the long-term. You just can't have a long-term profitable business selling just one-time products. So let me give you my own example. In 2000, when I came here to the U.S., so I was like a kid in a candy store. All you did was PayPal, and the amazing thing was I could call up anybody, and now all I had to do was to give them my U.S. address, and I was immediately accepted into their system. Before, it was so hard. Just 3 months earlier, it was so hard for me because I would call a U.S. company, and when I told them I was from India, they basically said, sorry, we don't serve outside U.S. So it was like opening up a whole new world for me. There was ClickBank and PayPal and all these payment processors. So I just went crazy and started learning programming, and I developed some PHP scripts and JavaScript scripts and started selling them. Now, it got me a lot of customers, but unfortunately, many years later, I just could not monetize it, because if I wanted them to come back, I had to create more products. And it becomes exhausting in the one-time product world that you have to keep on releasing products. You want to keep coming back and paying you more. There's only like really three ways, right, to make money in business. You get more traffic, more conversion, so that's, you know, you get more people to buy. And when they come to buy, you sell them more per transaction. So they order food and chicken and dessert, and so there's multiple things. So more items per transaction. And the final one is getting the same customers to pay you multiple times over time. And if you don't have a membership site, the only way you can get somebody to come back, okay, they paid you $20 this month. How do you get them to pay you something else, you know, next month or the month after? The only way to do it, there's two ways to do it, which is keep creating more products and say, hey, Ravi, I have another new product, come check it out. And then a month later, hey, Ravi, I released one more product, come check it out. And it is a terrible model for many reasons. One is it's going to kill you. It's so inefficient and so exhausting to keep coming up with new product ideas, keep releasing new products. For each one, you have to write a sales letter. For each one, you have to have a full funnel. And you have to keep emailing your customers, come buy from me, buy from me, buy from me. They're going to hate you because you're always trying to sell to them instead of adding value. And if you just keep on increasing the value of your existing product, and if you have not positioned it as a renewable product, like Digital Access Pass naturally is a software that lends itself to renewal. But what do you do if you have an information product? You can't say you have to renew for a one-time product after 6 months. It's going to be a tough sell. So what people end up doing is, okay, they say, okay, there's no point improving my existing products. Let me just create a new one. So they go down that path, and that just doesn't do well for either them or their customers. And their customers end up leaving anyway. They're not going to come back because they view you as a marketer who's always trying to sell them new stuff. And so they're not telling anybody. They're not buying from you. So it's lose, lose, lose all around. But with the membership site, you have to get them to say yes just once, right? They have to sign up just once. You never have to send them a sales pitch again, no sales emails, no more buy stuff from me, no more sales pages, no more funnels. One time, you focus all your efforts on increasing the value of your offer, make it so amazing that it becomes a no-brainer to pay you every month rather than try to buy every month from you separately as one-time products. Once you're able to convey the value of your offer, not just in terms of how much you're offering, but also how more efficient it is and how less expensive it is to just join your membership, then your lifetime customer value goes through the roof. So instead of somebody buying $20 now, a $20 ebook from you now, and may or may not ever buy from you again, instead, if you can have a $10 per month subscription and say that everything I create going forward in this niche is going to be yours for free, you never have to pay for anything, whether it's a $20 ebook or a $97 course, everything you get for $10 a month or 20 or whatever you price it, so then it automatically every month, now you're no longer starting at square one, like you're no longer starting the month with $0, and now you have to go out and find customers every month.
Well, and I think a lot of people probably, especially, you know, business people, like watching the TV show Shark Tank. And some of you may not have understood when you've heard the investors talk about you have a product, you don't have a business. And that's what Ravi's really talking about is that, you know, for example, restaurants, Krispy Kreme is great at making, you know, basically just a couple of different kinds of donuts. They don't have a wide product base. They don't sell chicken and waffles and, you know, sodas and all that. They do one thing really well, but they have a company because they have a methodology to be able to bring a customer in over and over and over and over and over and over again. And that's the power of the membership site is that you then get that person locked in and you begin to create relationship with them so that they can really – they feel part of your team. You know, it's let's go team. Let's, you know, take on this next thing. I think that's really an effective way to – you know, to sell any type of product is through that loyalty program. And I think that's why a lot of restaurants, especially coffee places, are renowned for it. They have those little stamper things that you get, so every 10th coffee you get one for free or something.
Right. You got to have some kind of a loyalty program. And it's not enough just to say, you know, you come back here, we'll give you a discount on your next purchase, but you have to build it into your business. Coffee shops are notorious for going out of business. That's unfortunate, right? So you can see even on Shark Tank, you can, like you said, a lot of businesses, entrepreneurs get rejected saying you have a product, not a business. That's because they're like the small business, like a bakery or a little spa or a nail salon, right? They come in, they have great customers, they have people who come back, but there's no way to predict how it'll do 3 months from now or 6 months from now. And if you're doing month to month, then your business has very little value. That's why they say, okay, maybe it's a great business for you. You should just enjoy it. You can create a nice little lifestyle business out of it. It's fine for some time, but it's not a long-term thing that people would look at for investment, and it will also impact you when it comes time for you to exit, when you're trying to sell your business, either because you know you just want to retire or you just want to go on to other things or put the money in your children's college education fund or retirement fund and just move to the beach somewhere, then you're going to find it difficult to sell the business because the person who wants to buy the business comes in and the first question they ask, how much money did you make last month? How much money are you going to make next month? You don't have an answer for how much money you're going to make next month if if the only way to for you to make money next month is to start from zero and go and find new customers and try to sell them and do a product launch, you know, that's where membership sites are so efficient, because they, you can show that you made $10,000 last month, and you're probably going to make $11,000. You can show numbers, so, you know, 10% are going to drop out. I'm getting 15 new customers every month, and this is my churn rate, and this is my intake, and this is how I'm going to grow. I'm going to make 11,000 next month, and in 6 months I would have made 15, and in 1 year I can make 20. Then your business has a lot of value, and the buyer can say, okay, so if I can make in 1 year, if I can make $20,000 per month, so that now they have a way to imagine what the profits would be, and based on that, you can price your business for sale.
And that's what it's all about. It's about creating a business and not just having a great product. You know, a lot of people probably are familiar with a product called the Kirby vacuum cleaner, and it was invented by a gentleman named Kirby. What most people probably don't know is that he never sold any of those, because he was great at inventing products. He invented the wringerless washing machine and about 15 other things that are household items we use all the time. But it wasn't until two gentlemen named Scott and Fetzer that came in and actually sold the product and created a company that that whole concept of vacuuming your house became a household thing. And that's what it takes in business, is to have a business, a process for, as Ravi said, bringing in customers, retaining customers, servicing your customers, and not just always, you know, a new idea, in order to be able to keep people interested.
Right, so even if you think about how McDonald's got started, right? The brothers who started it, until Ray Kroc went in and said, I'm going to do franchising, I'm going to productize this, mm-hmm. right? And create a process, a repeatable process, until there came a recurring model to scale it and make it bigger and better. Until then, it was just a small, which was a great place to eat, I guess, because the two brothers had a fantastic name, which is what brought Ray Kroc looking for them from somewhere else. He actually drove looking for to meet them. So even a small business is great. It helps you feed your family, maybe even make a decent sizable income. But is it going to last? And what happens if you actually stop doing what you're doing? How long will your income last? That's the key, right? Otherwise, it's just the same as going to a job. You go to work, you get paid. If you don't go for 2 months, let's ignore the fact that you might have accumulated vacation time. So if you don't go to work for 2 months or 6 months, you're not going to get paid a single penny. It's not like, you know, in the membership side, you cannot do any work and get paid. You still have to do some work, but it is not directly proportional to your hourly input. It's not like you're saying you work 2 hours, you usually get paid so much.
How do you feel about that? Not necessarily getting paid hourly, but being able to maximize the time that you're spending and the return that you're getting for that time that you're spending. I encourage you to think about how you might be able to make good use of that while you listen to this commercial break, and we will be right back.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. You're listening to Thriving Entrepreneur. I'm here today with Ravi Jayagopal, and we are talking to you about the power of residual income. Imagine making money when you're awake as well as when you're asleep. Imagine servicing your customers at a higher level. For a lot of us, it's not necessarily about the money that we're making as much as it is about the level of service that we are giving. And that's the thing. I mean, you're never going to create a business where you have 100% customer retention. You just, every single person rebuys and rebuys and rebuys from you. But you do need to have a way of bringing in new customers and retaining the existing customers that you've got.
Right. A grocery store near my house, like 2 months ago, went out of business. Great little place, fantastic business model. They were priced a little lower than the big box store down the street. They had a lot of customers. So if you went there any time, you would never imagine that this was going to go out of business because you had so many customers all the time. But that's a product of having lower margins. Now you have lower margin of error. And then when you're not able to scale, if your customers, if you have a lot of customers at one point, and if they don't always come back, then you don't get any repeat business, and there's only so many new customers to go around in a local grocery store. So they eventually close down, and that's so unfortunate.
Well, and it just proves out the age-old saying, people don't plan to fail, they just simply fail to plan.
Yeah.
It's that necessity in our business to have a plan for how we're going to succeed, how we're going to exist, and how we're going to serve people that really truly makes the difference between being, like they say on Shark Tank, a product versus a company. And I hope, I encourage everybody, I hope that you are really looking at your business and thinking of it as a business. What am I doing to develop a company? And then obviously I want you to have effective and powerful products that your company sells. But I want you to think on that higher level of what does it take to be a company. So, Robbie, let's dig a little deeper into the core of what you do, Digital Access Pass. Explain to people who have never used a membership site, have no idea what Digital Access Pass and maybe not even WordPress is, how does it work? Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, so normally when you have a website, let's start from what it would look like if you didn't have software and if you didn't have automation on the back end of your business. So normally if you had a website and if you wanted to sell something, let's say you wanted to sell an ebook, so you would create the PDF file and you would put a buy button, you would maybe create a PayPal button, log into PayPal, create a product called My Awesome Ebook, and you price it $19.99. And you put the button on your website, somebody comes, reads through your sales page, they click on it, they go to PayPal, they pay. So next thing is, the next process is, okay, they're paid, now how do you deliver the ebook? There's multiple schools of thought here. Why don't I just take them to a page and just put the link on that page to download my ebook? Okay, that's great, they'll get the ebook, but now you're taking them to a public page, so they could technically take the copy of the URL of the page and post it on Facebook. Hey, everybody, go check out my awesome ebook. It's available, just download it. They may not do it openly, but they can send an email, they can post it on a forum. So you need a way to protect the download link only to somebody who has paid. So let's say you figure out a way to do that. The next thing is, okay, they have paid, they have downloaded the ebook. So somebody will come back and say, hey, I forgot my link to my ebook. Can you send it to me again? Let's say you send it by email. They lose the attachment. They'll come back and say, I want the link again. So if you start adding the layers, so they want to create an account. You want them to be able to log in. You want them to be able to have self-service where they can log in. They forget their password. They want to change their email address on the account. They want to pay you differently by credit card or PayPal. And then you want them to be able to get to a members area where they can download the link however many times they want, your ebook. And so you want to automate all that those things. Otherwise, the earlier stages, the solution to this problem was my first product. So back in 2000, PayPal and ClickBank were the leading payment processors. And there was no way to protect the link after they had paid in PayPal. So what people used to do is in PayPal, when you create the buy button, you could include a thank you page URL right there in the button source, okay? So you could tell PayPal after they're paid, take them to this page, which was basically your thank you page with the download link to your ebook. And you didn't even have to get to the process of payment to realize that it was an open page. All you had to do was view source on that page. You could see the thank you page. All you had to do is just look at the buy button, so view the source, go to the page, download the product. That's it. You ripped off the site owner and the product owner. And then they got posted everywhere, and thousands of people were downloading your stuff without ever paying you. and getting on your list or any kind of benefit to you. So that's when I said there's got to be a better way, and I started researching PayPal APIs in PHP, and I wrote up the world's first PayPal download protector, I called it. So that allowed you to not disclose the thank you page URL, and so that, you know, people can rip you off. So that led to, you know, DAP many years later. So same thing. So they're paid. You want a way to automate account management, account creation, password management. They want to modify their profile. So automate payments, basically. And then the next step goes, okay, they've done it once. They've paid me. Now how do I get them to pay again? So you need a way to accept recurring payments. And when you accept recurring payments, you don't want them to get a new account every time. You want them to be able to log into the same account and download your ebook and your video course and your webinar information. So as you increase the number of your products, you want it all under one account, like your Amazon account. You don't create a new Amazon account every time you want to buy something. It's the same one. You log in, and then everything you purchase under that main account. And then you want to be able to email your customers and say, hey, I have an update for this ebook. I added some new stuff. Go download it. Or if it's a software, I have a new version out. Go download it. Or I have added a new module to my video course. Go check it out. Start playing the videos. I have released a new podcast episode or a special paid audio clip. I've created an audio version of my ebook. So you can deliver all these things in the members area, and you want to be able to send them an email, a broadcast email. So you need a broadcasting feature. And then you want to pre-create pre-scheduled emails, email autoresponder sequence, so that every few days it says, hey, by the way, if you haven't checked it out, if you haven't logged back in, here's your login information. And you add more value by sending them training over email. And if you're dripping content, you want to be able to tell them, hey, the new module just dripped, and new article is here, my new ebook is here, and here's a new article I just wrote. And you want to automate all that by pre-scheduling those emails. So as you start going deeper and deeper, you'll see that you need more and more and more features, and that's how DAP was born, the ability to automate. You basically need a program that will automate all these things for you, accept payments, create accounts, help the users manage their own account, and do email marketing, drip content. So that's the software that you need. It's a membership plugin, right? Membership doesn't have to mean that it's always a recurring product. Even a one-time product can be put behind a paywall, and the paywall is your membership site. So you need a software that will automate all this, and that is a digital access pass.
So for some of my listeners, because I've got some that are very technical and some of them that they don't even have a website yet. In fact, they're scared of technology. Let me see if I can break it down for them. You need a presence on the internet. You need a website. Back in the day, you just had to pay somebody to create a website. The average Joe could not make a website of any sort. WordPress made it available so that pretty much anybody can make their own website. And not saying that there aren't some people, including Kathy and I, that, you know, can do some advanced things for you, but, you know, pretty much you can make your own website. And then what Digital Access Pass does is it's a plugin. It's an add-on to WordPress that allows you the ability to say, hey, I want to have regular contact with you. And so if you fill out this information and, you know, the levels of how you do the information can go all the way from free all the way up to, you know, whatever amount monthly you wanted to charge for that. Or like Robbie said, it could even be a one-time charge that allows them to become a member. They then become a paid member of your community. So if you think about it like, you know, joining the Y or something like that, you pay the fee and then you have access to everything that's behind the doors, as it were. So hopefully for those of you that were like, wow, you know, all that technical stuff, I don't know if I got it. Hopefully that breaks it down a little bit better for you. So Ravi, for people that have found themselves saying, well, of course, obviously, I'd like to add a membership site or membership capability to my site. How can people work with you? How can they use Digital Access Pass?
So a membership site, right, it's fairly technical. So like you said, if you're not technical by nature, if you have not launched websites before, you will need some hand-holding, okay? Because there are a lot of components in a membership site. There's WordPress on one end, there's your web host, right, which is where you host your website. And then there's the payment processors, PayPal and Stripe and Authorize.net. And then there's the email stuff, and there's the payment checkout and optimization and tracking and squeeze pages. So there's a lot of components. So if you've not done some of this stuff before, then you'll need hand-holding. And we have a fantastic training program and setup program. We set up the membership site also for you. We call it a platinum membership. So they go to digitalaccesspass.com and they sign up for our platinum membership. And we offer a concierge program where they get 2 hours with us. We set up the website for them. And we also help them answer questions like, how should I price it? Because his membership site is not necessarily always about, okay, how do I put all these pages under a members area? It's also about, should I start an affiliate program? Does it make sense? How do I set it up? What commission should I offer my affiliates? How do I deliver my videos? How do I deliver my PDF? And audio, should it only be playable? Should it be downloadable? As you go deeper and deeper, you almost need somebody who can guide you along the way. So that's what we do with our Platinum program. And the best way to get started is by signing up for that. You get software, you get Digital Access Pass. We have a lot of complementary plugins we have developed around Digital Access Pass. So that's one of the things. So let's go back to the concept of membership, right? Now, we launched a number of different plugins, but they're all rolled into one membership, right? If you wanted to buy each of the plugins separately, you can. Obviously, you don't want to say no to your customers if they want to buy something, but it's going to be a lot more expensive than getting a membership site. Getting a membership, that's part of, you know, how we have set up the membership. You can buy the plugins independently for a few thousand dollars, or you just sign up for $40 for the membership. And as you create more content, whether it's plugin or audio or module or video, you keep adding it to the membership. So the membership keeps becoming more valuable. You don't raise the price too much. Every time you add a new module, you try to keep, you know, pricing is a whole another subject. But as your customers see, oh, they added something new, its price is still the same. Instead of me buying it separately one time, why don't I just join the membership? So that's the same concept we are applying to selling DAP itself. But at a time when, you know, there are free plugins and all kinds of cheap, low-cost plugins, we are the first ones to sell the software itself, the membership software itself as a membership. And that's the value of continuing to develop content but rolling it into a membership site.
And so for those of you who didn't catch it, I want to make sure that you heard that. DigitalAccessPass.com, that's DigitalAccessPass.com. DigitalAccessPass.com. You know, whether you go from the very basics of, you know, hey, I just like to add a membership component to my website, or you go all the way up to the Platinum program and have the folks from Digital Access Pass put together your whole membership site for you, the place you want to go check that out is digitalaccesspass.com. In this particular case, you're not just talking about a product that you can use. You're actually talking about the guy who really has been in it since, you know, pretty close to the beginning of trying to help people make more money with their business, keep more clients, and have a better and more stable company. DigitalAccessPass.com. I really encourage a lot of you to check it out. Remember, everything is a juggle between time versus money. You can either spend your time to learn it, or you can pay and have somebody that already knows how to do it show you how to be able to.
Excellent. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for that very kind and generous endorsement, Steve. I appreciate it. And, see, the membership site is not just about, you know, getting the right technology. It is about trying to build something that will outlast you, that can be taken over by your family, and it can pay for long term for your children's college education and for your own retirement and well into your future. And eventually you can also sell it off if you wanted to and still get great value for it, because you have a business that is making that is earning recurring revenue and not just one-time products.
I encourage a bunch of you to check into what a membership site could do for your business. Robbie, I appreciate you taking the time today to talk through with us both about your product, Digital Access Pass, but also about the concept of having a business instead of just a product.
Oh, thank you so much, Steve. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, and I just encourage everybody again one last time, check out digitalaccesspass.com and see what it can do for your business. Remember, you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. Kathy and I are here to help you so that you can live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.